This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. India ended their 11-year wait for a global trophy when Rohit Sharma led Team India clinched the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup 2024, defeating South Africa by 7 runs in a classic final at Kensington Oval last night. Opting to bat first, Virat Kohli's 76 and Akshar Patel's 47 led India to a strong 176 for 7 in 20 overs, the highest score by any team in the final of a men's T20 World Cup. Chasing the target of 177 runs, South Africa could only score 169 runs, losing 8 wickets with the help of Hendrik Claassen's 52 runs. For India, Hardik Pandya picked up 3 wickets while Jasprit Bumrah and Ashdeep Singh bagged 2 wickets each. Virat Kohli was declared the player of the match for his fabulous innings. Pacer Jasprit Bumrah was awarded the player of the tournament for picking up 15 wickets in 8 games with a bowling economy rate of below 6. Two of India's greatest ever cricketer, Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma, announced their retirement from T20 International after the side's second T20 World Cup win. While Kohli announced his retirement minutes after the triumph, India captain Rohit Sharma announced it in the official post-match press conference. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the first episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive time. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DT News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has expressed hope that this year India will achieve a historic export of $800 billion. The Union Minister held a productive interaction with the stakeholders and reviewed the progress of Santa Cruz Electronics Export Processing Zone, SEEPZ, Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India, ECGC, and Controller General of Patents, Designs and Trademarks, CGPDTM at Bharat Ratnam Mega CFC in Mumbai. Speaking to media persons, the minister highlighted that it's a positive sign that our exports are growing, and this also reflects that the world wants to do trade and investments with India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Qatar today. External Affairs Ministry in a statement said that during the visit he will meet Qatar's Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman. His visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural and people-to-people, as well as the regional and international issues of mutual interest. Department of Legal Affairs, Ministry of Law and Justice is organizing a conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System in Mumbai today. The aim of conference is to generate awareness about the three new criminal laws, the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023, among all the stakeholders including judges, prosecutors, advocates, officers of law enforcement and investigating agencies, district administration officials, academia and students of law, and the citizens. Union Ministry of Civil Aviation has said that flights originally scheduled to operate from Delhi Terminal 1 have been relocated to Terminals 2 and 3 of IGI Airport. In a social media post, the ministry added that these flights commenced operations from the Terminals 2 and 3 yesterday. In badminton, India advanced to the quarterfinals of the Asia Junior Mixed Team Championship in Yogyakarta, Indonesia, with a 3-2 victory over the Philippines today. India will face host Indonesia to determine the group winner today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.